due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Now let's just say by chance that I suffer a beatdown by the authority, then it will be oh so worth it to get you at WrestleMania. And if you're at all as smart as I think you are, you'll finish the job tonight, because if I make it to WrestleMania, Seth, I'm going to end the future of the WWE.
Hey, this is CM Punk, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 21st. Happy first day of spring, folks. Holidays today, real quick. Fragrance Day and National Quilting Day. I better turn your mics on. I need some commentary on that one.
I'm quilting right now.
You're quilting?
Yes.
I think you're molting.
Molting.
that
comes in a couple weeks. I know it's spring.
Yep. All right. Well, let me go through the birthdays real quick. Today, with his legal troubles still going on, rock and roll Buck Zumhoff is 64, and he's probably spending it behind bars. And Chris Candido would have been 45 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire, and Culver. Join us Sunday, March 29th for WWE's WrestleMania 31 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Special starting time, 7 p.m. We will be there and have some incredible giveaways. Okay, they'll be okay. But, you know, I mean, incredible, yeah, I guess you could describe that. If you got nothing and you walk out with something, that's incredible, okay? And, of course, there's never a cover for WWE pay-per-views. Come join us March 29th for WWE's WrestleMania 31 pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. If you're into MMA, you join us April 25th for UFC 186 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And I want to thank everybody who came out for UFC 185 last weekend. Lots of fun. Lots of violence, lots of punching, and some great fights. But if you join us for 186, we'll be there at Salvatore's, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. That's April 25th. Bantamweight champion TJ Dillashaw faces former champion Henan Barroa. Be hosted by us. We might have some stuff to give away. Hopefully by then my new t-shirts will be in. I think they might be in by WrestleMania, but they may not. But if they aren't, then they'll be in by then. We'll have some t-shirts to give away as well as possibly sell. We may even debut a new one. We're going to do one for the ladies. We'll talk about that later, okay? We'll be hosting it. Have a good time. Drink specials all night long. That's April 25th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 186. And, of course, Bill Gray's has a home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Sorry, my phone just dinged. Our favorites across the Strong Museum of Play and our friend Jamie. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGrays.com.
Sorry, I'm out of rhythm here.
Yeah, I know, Jay-Z. I'm interested in casting crew. Wait a second, one more plug. I told you it was packed, Mr. Ortiz. Hey, are you interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com and become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Real quick, let me introduce the casting crew. We got full house today. Danger Boy is sitting behind the Twitter, as well as the texter, I guess. Good morning, Danger Boy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And to his left, to our radio right, it is Mark Fantasia, the Mark Fantasia from the band, the Mark Fantasia.
Good morning.
And across from him, DC Dan Cole, former drummer from the Mark Fantasia.
I'm my own man now, and good morning.
And joining us, Jay-Z, sits in the studio with us, first time since, I can't remember, maybe this year, possibly.
Yeah, my family went to Strong Museum. I did a shoulder roll out of the minivan before I...
Nice. Yeah. It's a quick stop, right?
How is Beyonce?
She's doing well. Good. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. You missed it in the old days. We used to have these little introductions. Actually, I got someone in the studio here with me, too. So packed, we got the artistas joining me. Good morning.
This is the first time ever. I just like to say I'm using this microphone in the control room.
I know, isn't it crazy?
I feel important over on this side.
He's our newsman. He comes in with breaking updates or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. You have a lot more things to do. Yeah, it has
except this microphone keeps falling.
It needs some Viagra. But I will say that you have there's
the
more,
microphone or him?
Yeah, probably both.
I'm not a microphone.
I'm not touching that one.
And these headphones.
I certainly
he's the
wouldn't
one doing
either.
Foley work out there. You know, doing all the sound effects.
Yeah. Okay, but over here you have more jobs to do. So
more jobs.
Yeah, you can run the board and stuff.
You mean these donuts right here? My job.
And there's donuts. Yeah. And I am the Cashman Richards. We're joined here by Rock City Roller Derby today. We have the Rock City Roller Derby bout tonight, the bout which is entitled In Like a Lion, Out Like a Slam, which works well with this show, I would believe. We're joined by Hater Todd. Good morning.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Florence Fightingale, new to the show.
Good morning.
I don't want to scare you yet. And, of course, Shaun of the Dead.
Morning, Rich.
Hey, Shaun of the Dead. You know, last time you were here, you got bailed on by everybody. Remember that?
I remember. I was the only one.
Yeah, I know. And you were here late, and we couldn't, and we had to get you in halfway through the first segment. Mm-hmm. I felt so bad for you, but you were such a pro. I got an eye roll from that
I
one.
I don't
huh?
remember.
You don't? Yeah, you know, I do. It was actually a lot of fun that day we had. I think it's one of those days. And by the way, folks, we're doing 2 hours of wrestling talk, and we're starting with Derby, so we're going to be on until noon today. And one more plug that I got to get in before we get too far out. World Cup Indoor is coming to Rochester Monday, March 23rd. That's this Monday, 7 p.m. at the BCA, the Blue Cross Arena, Brazil versus Russia. Get your tickets now. I'm going to be plugging this all day. It's kind of like a little, you know, I got to support my guys that support me, and they're supporting us by giving us 2 hours this week. So definitely check out the World. It's the first time that World Cup for Indoor is going on in the world. And we're getting Brazil versus Russia here in Rochester. I can imagine that it's going to be a packed house there Monday night at the BCA. So definitely check that out. Okay, now let's talk the world of roller derby. We're going to talk wrestling in just a little bit. We're making our way towards WrestleMania. Got lots of stuff going on, but roller derby is this weekend. Hater. It's tonight, right?
Oh, my gosh, tonight. Triple header. It's our first home season game. So we're going to start off at 7 o'clock with the Haters versus the Maulers. Then the Haters will versus the Roddies, and then the Roddies will be versus the Maulers. So all three teams will be playing tonight. So every girl you love in Rock City will be there and ready to roll.
And even some new ones you've never seen before.
Man, the rookies are amazing. We have an amazing class of first season fresh meat girls. They're awesome.
Well, Hater, let me just for you for a second. You have a new position this year with the travel team. You're playing for, because last year you played strictly for the B-sides. And
yeah.
The B-sides, you know, whenever you go to see the derby, sometimes you get double headers. The first will usually be the B-sides team. And then the rock stars, which is the, I guess you'd call them the A-team. I don't know what you'd call them. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, sorry. Every time I bring up the A-team, I have to do that. But nevertheless, so this year, what are you doing differently?
They've actually opened a new position. I would like to think that they created it just for me because I want to play every single game. But there's myself and Star Spangled Bammer. We are what they call flex skaters. And because we've been there so long, I guess, and everybody just, gosh darn it, they like us, we get to play for the B-sides and the rock stars. So basically tonight, all of us are going to be playing, you know, home teams. And then tomorrow, if people want to go out to the Riverworks in Buffalo, the rock stars and the B-sides are going to take on the DC Roller Girls out there at 1 o'clock. But yes, Bammer and I will be playing tonight for home teams, and then tomorrow we'll be playing with both the Stars and the Bees. So it's pretty much every time you see Derby this season, I'm going to be there.
She's going to be out in the yeah. In fact, the next one in Rochester, you'll be there for both of the games going on too, because it's a doubleheader against the Scar. Is it something like that?
Yep, State College area will be here on April 19th.
Yeah, so they're going to. So you are definitely busy. Let's talk to Florence for a second. Florence, you're new to this, and we indoctrinate the new here up at the radio show. Where did you, first of all, where'd your name come from?
Well, I'm a nurse. Oh, so yeah. Florence Fightingale, based off of Florence Nightingale. So I thought it was appropriate.
I think it works. You know, it works. You know, you're doing the opposite, of course, when you're out there and you're throwing elbows.
Oh,
I'm not sorry. No one throws elbows. But I mean, when you're bumping and bouncing around things and stuff. So how did you get interested in doing roller derby?
Actually, when I was living out in Buffalo, I saw it advertised out there. I actually started off in Queen City, and I did the boot camp there. And then I got a permanent job here in Rochester, and just kind of they adopted me into their family over here. So
and
I came.
Thank God we got her.
So now your past experience leading up to this, did you play athletics in high school or college?
Oh, I played sports in high school, none in college.
Okay.
I mostly focused on drinking in college. No, I did. No. High school I did, and I've always been athletic, so this was a nice thing for me to pick up.
And I noticed that you jam a lot. You're out there jamming. The jammer's the one who scores, folks. If you're not indoctrinated into roller derby, they wear the star on their helmet. And this is actually a legit sport, folks. I mean, as much as we talk about it in the olden days, it used to be, you know, kind of a little bit fixed, we'll say. I'm not going to say 100%. But this is, I mean, they're out there, and there's legitimate scoring going on, and everything's legitimate. And they hit, and it's so exciting. You definitely got to check it out. But where was I going with that? you jam and you also block. What do you prefer?
Oh, I prefer jamming for sure.
I was watching you with the rock stars blockers, and you did. We're doing great at the scrimmage this past Thursday. It's nice to get out there. You know, I mean, after seeing some frustrating jammers the last couple of weeks with you know, the one game in the Riverworks, as well as even during practice, it gets frustrating. I can see out there you're running into walls and stuff. It was nice to see. You know, you're getting free and lapping the crowd a few times. So I thought that, you know, you look great this past weekend. This is going to be a great bout tonight. Great games, I'm sure.
I'm really excited, yeah.
Shaun the Dad. Shaun the Dad makes her appearance. Shaun, how you doing today?
Living the dream, the usual.
Yeah, living the dream. I always wonder, Shaun, I know you're a very busy lady. You got kids and you got a job. Wow, what's the time commitment for roller derby? I mean, does that really take a lot out of your free time?
Absolutely, 3 to 4 days a week. 3-hour practices each, and you add the bouts to it, sometimes 4 days a week.
Yeah, fundraisers.
Yeah, all that good stuff, fundraising. Yeah.
We're always fundraising because this is a nonprofit, folks, so anything they
charities.
Make goes right back into the roller derby, anything they make from sales and from charity. So, yeah, definitely. So that's it's a crazy time commitment, and you're still loving it. You've been doing it for years.
Yeah, going on 5 years now. The trick is to just make your family go, too, so they can't complain if you're not home.
Yeah, that's true. You can have a family life if they all come with you, right?
Oh, absolutely. All of them. All 4 kids and the husband. Pack everybody up and bring them. Give everybody a job, and it works out.
They're all working concessions and selling flyers.
Exactly.
It's true. You know? Now, you were last year you got injured at the end of the season, right?
I did. I sprained my knee and my ankle at the same time. Pretty bad sprain. I was out for a couple months, actually.
Yeah, so that's not the first time you've been hurt, right?
No, I've had 3 concussions. I fractured my shoulder. I'm basically held together by duct tape at this point.
Yeah, well, I'd say you're out there scrimmaging the other day, and you're looking pretty tough. So you guys are all ready for this great game tonight. It's a triple header, and you get to all face each other one game or the other. So I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun and having a blast tonight and everything. And Hayter, I meant to ask you that there's usually a charity involved every roller derby game.
There is always a charity every game. The charity partner for tonight is the Multiple Melanoma Research Foundation. And as always, we have sample soap.
Sample soap and multiple myeloma, which actually touches me because I have a good friend of mine passed away a couple years ago from that. So it's definitely a great charity to come out for and everything. And you ladies always come out and give your best. And the weirdest thing is that you'll see these ladies skating, but when they're not skating, then they'll be working concessions. Then they'll be, you know, out doing the 50-50 ticket sales.
Yeah, the thing about derby, it'd be really awesome if we had, like, you know, an owner who, like, you know, paid people to do jobs, but with derby it's super grassroots. We own it, we run it. I'm on the board of directors, even. Like, it's for skaters, by skaters, with skaters blood. So if you want like a real grassroots event, it's all us. If we're not selling tickets, we're on the floor skating. If we're not skating, then we're making sure, you know, everything else is running behind the scenes. We're busy all day long.
And I'm going to tell folks, if they did never seen it, we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets by the end of this segment. So this is the first of the 4 home, I guess we'd call them home travel seasons. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of weird. This season, we've kind of mushed our travel season and home season together. We did some amazing work killing everybody last season, the Bees and the Stars, and we raised a lot in the rankings of flat track stats, which means nothing to your audience, but to us it was amazing.
But, I mean, people understand rankings. They understand, you know, I mean, like, you know, the closer you get to one, the better you are.
Right. You know, so we did really well, and the Stars are close to, you know, being Division 2 this season, so, like, we're trucking. So basically what's going on is we need to play more travel games throughout our entire year instead of just having 6 months dedicated to home and 6 months dedicated to travel. So now when you come to watch derby, you're going to see 2 of the home teams play each other, and you're going to see 1 of the travel teams play someone from somewhere else. So, like, you know, you might see the Maulers and the Roddies play each other first, and then it'll be, you know, the Stars and Connecticut, you know, like, whatever. So there'll be a travel game and a home game every time you come to Derby.
Yeah, and you're going to get three games tonight if you come out. It starts at 7, and like I said, it should be done by 10:30. Actually, we do hang, you know, the ladies do hang out up at the Bill Gray's, I believe it's the Bill Gray's...
Tap room,
yep. Exactly. Thank you, Mr. Ortiz.
And it's super accessible. It's family friendly. Kids can come and get autographs, hang out with us afterwards, take pictures. Like, it's a good event. It's a good time.
And, you know, actually, you know what we're doing? Something different. I don't know if I should tip this off or not, but we're actually maybe possibly taping to make a TV show out of what we're doing tonight. So if you want to see yourself on TV eventually, we are doing some putting together possibly a TV. I'm not saying possibly. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
There are a few things in the works.
Yeah, I'm going to be a part of it. So definitely come on out. As well as I'm helping set up too. So it's like, you know, I bought in. So you guys should too. So come on out tonight. The doors open at 6:00. You know where the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex is, right? Everybody, it's like in the back.
MCC campus?
Yeah, it's in the back parking lot, MCC. But, man, it is a hidden treasure, I will say. You can see a lot of great hockey there, as well as, you know, roller derby, and they had open skates there.
So nice and warm in there yesterday. I really appreciate the derby track going in.
Oh, yeah. Do you watch
warm in the whole building. I normally freeze in that place. So
do you watch them dig
nice
the ice
today
out?
It's perfect.
They were digging the ice out the other day.
Ice was already gone. They were dehumidifying Rink 1 yesterday. Guy was working hard.
Very cool, very cool. So we're definitely looking forward to coming out tonight. I want to thank you ladies for coming up and let me embarrass you on the radio, which I didn't really. I mean, I could have been worse, I guess. You know,
it's all good, man. Thanks for having us.
It's all good. So right now, what we're going to do, we're going to go break. And if you're caller 12 and you want to go to Derby, got a pair of tickets for you tonight. 222-1280, star 1280. And on the flip side, we're going to get back into the world of professional wrestling. Got a lot of good stuff to talk about. But thank you so much, Hater. Thanks, Florence Fightingale. And thank you, Shaun of the Dead. And by the way, it's Hater Tot. I'll get the whole name out.
Thanks, Gash.
Thank you for coming up. And we will see you later tonight. And be safe. Don't get hurt. And come on out, folks. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. We're going to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic. Don't forget, we're giving away. Caller 12. You get two tickets. 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
It's been a long, cold winter, but now's the time to save some cold, hard cash. Hey folks, Caroline here at Fusillo Kia of Greece. It's the March In, Move Out event. We are moving out a huge selection of inventory. 2015 Kia Sportages right now, zero down, $259 a month. You heard me right, zero down, $259 a month on the 2015 Kia Sportage with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, 5 years roadside assistance, MSRP of $22,810. Zero down, $259 a month, only here at Fusillo Kia of Greece, 7 days a week. We're online at FusilloKiaGreece.com. Log on today, then hurry into Fusillo Kia of Greece during the March In, Move Out event all month long. It's huge. 42-month, 42,000-mile lease, 12,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over my limit, 8% tax. Zero due at signing. First payment of $259, $595 acquisition fee, plus tax, tags, and DMV fees included in payment structure. $1,750 lease cash applied. $400 disposition fee, $400 early termination fee. No security deposit required. Offer with approved credit through Kia Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Offer ends March 31st, 2015.
Break's over. Your mornings are meant for Fox Sports Daybreak. Heard here every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m.
Coffee's for closers only.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
if it wasn't for you sending Kane and Show home early last week rather than have them at ringside, we wouldn't even be in this situation.
Who in the hell do you think you're talking to?
Oh, look, are you taking a break now from playing hide-and-seek with Sting? Is that what's going on?
Smithies, are they booing me?
No, they're saying Boo-Earns. Boo-Earns.
Are you saying boo or Boo-Earns?
I was saying Boo-Earns.
Hey, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, and that's all I got to say about that.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the Artiste, Mark Fantasia, Danger Boy, Jay-Z, and DC Dan Cole. And thank you so much, Roller Derby women, for coming up, ladies. Definitely going to be a lot of fun tonight. Come out and check it out. And I know I'm a little biased. Yes, I do in the announcing on things and stuff.
Please tell me you wear a Don Cherry suit.
No, but I do have a dollar sign tie. It's like, you know, because they call me the cash man, you know. Yeah.
I'm a big fan, obviously, of Don Cherry suits, but Rockstar Spud was rocking some fantastic ones. I don't know where you get these things. I need to find one of those.
All right.
That's where all TNA's money's going.
Your hair's starting to look like his a little bit.
A little more poof.
More poof in your hair, and you'd have Rockstar Spud hair.
All right. I don't have the accent, though.
No, yeah. Welcome to now the wrestling portion of this show. We did give away those tickets, so we're going to be on for 2 hours, so we got lots of stuff to talk about, WrestleMania buildup and whatnot.
WrestleMania buildup, baby! Woo!
I do want to say something. I saw something this morning, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but someone posted a video onto the Pain Clinic's Facebook page. Some guy died. Rey Mysterio did the 619 and crushed a dude's trachea last night, and he died.
What?
Yeah, someone just sent me the video, too. I didn't want to turn it on my phone because I was afraid it was going to start playing sound, but I need to see it, apparently. Yeah, he killed the guy last night.
He didn't kill it, but he hit him, and then the guy collapsed on the ropes. Apparently his trachea got crushed.
So whose fault was it? Was he landed wrong? Or did
I'm not really sure, but this is breaking news.
It was Great Khali's fault.
Booyaka, booyaka.
What I'm hearing happened is the guy threw himself. I mean, so he sold the initial setup, but the guy threw himself into the ropes too hard and just crushed his trachea. He basically...
Oh, so it's not Ray's fault.
No. Hitting him.
No. Okay.
And it was him hitting the ropes.
Well, because Ray shouldn't even be connecting with the trachea.
No.
You're laid on the ropes there.
Right, when he
your
hit the ropes...
Your trachea shouldn't be hitting the ropes either, though.
Yeah.
No, yeah, this guy just crushed his trachea.
He ran on the ropes wrong. Is this a AAA show?
Yeah.
It's his first match in AAA. Yeah.
And I guess that's surprising.
Doesn't someone die in Mexico, like, once every show anyway? Is that...
It's usually after the show and the kidnapping.
I'm not sure how that goes, but... it's not funny because I'll say one thing. This guy was a superstar there that died. Yeah.
That's the thing. You're not Rey Mysterio is not going to be wrestling matches against some indie like Joe Schmo who's wrestled four matches in front of people in his backyard. I mean, so Rey's not going to do that. So
this was a big star who's done it for years, and he made one mistake, and now he's dead.
Yeah. It's dangerous stuff in there.
His name was Hero Del Puero. Something like that. El Hijo del Puero Aguayo. That's the name of the guy.
The son of whoever his father was.
Pretty serious. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a joke when someone posted it this morning. I looked at it. It's like, wow, that's scary.
Suicide was a part of the match, too.
There was two masked guys in the match. So, you know, we sent our best out to them, and that's just scary. I mean, that's really got to hurt. I think, weren't the AAA shows like the ones that were delayed by rain the last couple of days? Because they were supposed to have the huge debut a couple days ago, and they had downpours in Guadalajara. It's really sad. And sad for his first comeback in Mexico for something like that to happen. So I guess we'll follow up when we know more about it. But let's talk a little bit more happier stuff, I guess. One thing I do want to say is next week on the show, and I'm going to put this out there now. Next week when we do the show, the first hour, we're going to have three WWE Hall of Famers in the studio with us. In town that day.
Did you say three?
Three.
Wow.
We're going to have Greg.
I feel like we're greedy.
I know. Well, you know what?
That's fine.
They're in town, and it's perfect timing. We're going to have Greg the Hammer Valentine, Tito Santana, and Coco Beware. They're going to be joining us in the studio next Saturday.
One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, they're all WWE Hall of Famers. And they're going to be at the Razor Sharks game next Saturday. The game starts at 1 o'clock. They're going to be doing autographs at the Razor Shark game from 12 to 12:30 next Saturday.
If I bring catcher's equipment, will Greg the Hammer Valentine autograph it?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't get the joke. You've already mentioned that once.
It makes as long as he doesn't have to bump.
It makes the figure four hurt worse. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. He used to wear the shin guard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Maybe. I'm sure he would. I mean,
I think they call it the Heartbreaker.
I want to ask him who does the better face flop, him or Flair.
I think he did it first.
There's a controversy. Who does it better?
Oh, well, I guess we'll find out when he comes here next. So next week we're going to have, WrestleMania weekend will be on 2 hours as like we are today. We'll have those guys in the studio with us before they go down to the Razor Sharks game at the BCA next Saturday. And then the BCA, the game is a second it's a playoff series. It's the second game in the playoff series for the Rochester Razor Sharks. So it could be something we're celebrating after because they could finish the series right then. So it's pretty cool that they're going to be up joining us next week. I'm very excited. And also, you can actually meet the Razor Sharks after the game, too, at the Brickwood Grill. They got a guy playing against them that's 7'8". And he's going to be at the Brickwood, too. So I want to see
how long before Vince signs him to a contract.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a guy yesterday I was watching in the tournament that was like, I think he was 7'6" or something, and UC Irvine, I believe.
Where's he from?
I have no idea, but man, he made the point guard look like he was 3 feet tall and standing next to him. So.
Razor Sharks have a new mascot this year, too.
Yeah?
I don't know his name. I just know they have a new one.
They don't have a new one. It's the same Sharky, man. It's the same dude.
Oh, no. Same costume.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. I see. You don't want him to come up here, do you? Okay. Nevertheless, we got let's talk about World Professional Wrestling. And that's next week. This week, we're talking all about the WrestleMania build-up. What do you think this guy this week? Okay. Are we on the bandwagon yet, guys? I know.
Roman Reigns, baby. Woo!
There's one of us. Okay. We kind of discussed it a little bit last week, and obviously that's the direction. When they beat two guys like Kane and the Big Show, was it last night in SmackDown? They won. Yeah, it's Reigns versus those two, and he beat them both. Now they're putting him over to make him look strong. Obviously, you know where this is going.
He's gonna have a new shirt that says "Spoiler: I Win."
Spoiler: I Win.
I believe.
I can. I will.
I believe.
You know what? I don't hate him as much as I did. I mean, because now I'm getting to know him a little bit better.
God. Thank you. Look. Thank you, Cash. Hey, I need to say this.
Can
I said
Mark
this
come in there,
there
and be on the other microphone now? Just get out of here.
Can I be honest here?
Yeah,
I honestly, I don't hate Roman Reigns. I hate what Creative has done with him. And I think that if they let him loose and be himself. I read somewhere there was after a match, someone said, they yelled something to him, and his reply was totally unscripted, but it was...
It was on Monday. He was in the ring cutting a promo, and the people were saying something. He turned around and told them to shut up or something.
Well, that was not during the show. It was after the show. They did the dark match, and they said, well, Brock's going to kill you, and he said, possibly.
Oh, did he? Okay.
And it was so unscripted, but it was just his personality coming out, and that makes me respect him more than anything they can write for him. So just let him loose. Let him be himself.
There's a lot of people who are thinking that Brock is re-signing after this past week. And there's a lot of people thinking that if that's the case, then he may defend the title at WrestleMania. Artiste, thoughts?
Just don't put the title on Roman Reigns. That's all I need to say.
Why?
Because I'm not sold. Is he the face of the company?
Do you have to be the face to win the title? Was Daniel Bryan the face last year? No.
Your
face was still the one that beat Bray Wyatt.
Why? Because
year.
He's a B-plus player, or he's got a big beard. Is that like? Are you like?
You got a problem with guys with beards?
You sound like the authority.
I'm trying to say is we all know that Cena is the
face.
He's the mark.
Okay, but in terms of crowd reaction, who got a louder crowd reaction than Daniel Bryan last year? Nobody.
Oh, I agree.
So he was the most popular guy.
Nobody's got a louder crowd reaction than Daniel Bryan in the last 5 years.
Think about the reaction that Daniel Bryan got when he won the title last year, and think about the reaction that you'll see in Santa Clara next week if Roman Reigns lifts the belt.
I agree.
It's going to be the worst ending to WrestleMania.
It's going to be Brock Lesnar, Bill Goldberg all over again from WrestleMania 20.
Which was great. And
fun. Because it was total disinterest. Well, I think it's not going to matter. I still think Seth Rollins is going to cash in at the end. But my point is that we all cried for so long about Cena being in the main event. For so long, we got someone else in the main event, and we're still upset about it.
But you know what?
But I'm looking forward more to Cena and Rusev than I am.
I'm looking more forward to the ladder match. Ladder match than I'm looking forward to the main event.
I think Rollins and Orton will have a much better match than anybody.
See, it's not that we didn't want Cena. It's we didn't want the Cena character, and that's all they're doing with Roman Reigns. They're taking him and applying the John Cena character to him.
Fictional character.
Mallrats 2 is coming.
Can't wait.
I'd be all for Roman Reigns, like RT said, if they just let him be himself. But no, they're forcing him to be the Samoan Cena.
Is that why like J&J security is gone and like everything so Rollins can be a face when he wins? Well, the way they were teasing everything Monday night.
That was a ploy.
He fired him, but then they came out at the very end of the show and
come on, now you walked out.
No, but I'm saying, could that still turn into Rollins eventually in 8 days essentially being a face on his own when he wins the title? Or would he stay with the Authority if he cashes in?
He's got to stay.
Because he's going to get a baby face pop if he beats Roman Reigns for the belt.
They did the same thing the night after WrestleMania when Ziggler won it over Del Rio, and Del Rio was the face. But it's because of the crowd why Ziggler got the pop, and eventually he went back to being a heel.
Yeah.
If Rollins beats Reigns, there's going to be a pop.
Yes.
Hey, folks, 222-1280 Star Toys number. We got Brian from Rochester. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. What are you guys of what happened with the contract signing between John Cena and Rusev when Lana wasn't there, but some guy was there, like a lawyer.
It was terrible.
Or something.
The most amazing actor ever on Raw.
It was great grandson.
It was terrible.
That whole thing was so worth it just for JBL's commentary.
Lana's off making a movie, and she should be back. She'll be back by WrestleMania. But
what movie is this?
It's one that kids can see.
Is it another one of those? Oh, never mind.
it's one kids can see. Okay,
yes, children can watch.
She will be. She's in a movie, and she actually with Edge. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. I can't remember the name of it. But Edge is starring in it. But I love how the fans like were backing her. See, it's supposed to. You feeling okay, Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
I just took my throat. Excuse me.
That's okay. I was gonna say that he was sort of like punishing her for like giving in to John Cena 2 weeks ago when he had Rusev in the STFU or whatever it is called.
He punished her by sending her home to that $600,000 house in
and to make a movie with Edge. So she'll be back. But that guy was just a goofball.
I usually hate when the announcers talk over things. I agree.
JBL was hysterical.
One more thing. I think it was JBL that said it, or I think one of the guys said it. That was like a Bobby Heenan move. I thought that was funny. Guys, I'll see you guys later.
Okay, Brian, take it easy. Enjoy the Razor Sharks game.
His best line was that he graduated from the acting school of Des Moines or something like that.
What was that accent?
I don't know. He was falling in and out of it, too.
Like, yeah, honest to God, Borat. It's like, and now I present it to you my client. Here he is, Rusev, U.S. champion.
I trained him for 4 cattle.
I just couldn't get over those shades he was wearing. Yellow shades. They almost reminded me of like an old Edge and Christian, just terrible, terrible looking sunglasses.
I will say I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing that match. I mean, and there's been talk of that if Lesnar does retain, that he'll keep doing what he's doing, showing up 4 times a year, which will elevate the IC and the U.S. title, which is good.
They've already elevated the IC and U.S. title by having John Cena go for him and all the guys, you know, the Ambrose and the Daniel Bryan and stuff going for the IC title.
I have no faith in them elevating those titles unless they keep whoever wins it holding on to it and not losing on TV in non-title matches.
I 100% agree.
Okay, I'm sorry. My heart's palpitating a little bit. We have a woman on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a call from Joanne. Joanne, how are you doing today?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
Doing great. What are you calling for?
Some roller derby tickets.
Oh, you trying to win them?
Sure.
Oh, we already gave
them. I usually only ever win makeovers, and I don't wear makeup, so I'm not much of a winner.
Do you watch wrestling?
We usually talk pro wrestling during this time, but Joanne, unfortunately, we gave them away already. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. So then why don't you just give me some wrestling ones, and we'll call it even.
Hey, Joanne, who's your favorite wrestler?
Joanne?
Yes?
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Well, my wrestling days are a long time ago. And I
Thanks for calling, Joanne.
Hit the bricks, Joanne.
No, no, hold on. Joanne.
Joanne,
we're just messing. Joanne, maybe you didn't joke about Joanne's fabrics, but sorry. We are having up on the studio with us next week. We're having Greg the Hammer Valentine. I'm going to shut your mics off, as well as Tito Santana and Coco Beware.
Tito Santana, he used to be hot back in the day.
I bet you he still is. I guess we'll see you next week when he's in the studio. But thank you for calling, Joanne. We appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. That is nice of you to call and try to get free tickets.
Man, that's the line of the year right now, though.
We don't get enough women calling the show. That's why anytime I hear a female voice, usually it's a guy acting like a woman, okay? But then that time it was a real one. So.
All right, if a woman is out there listening to our show, please call in and talk about wrestling.
Sorry,
222-1280,
star 1280. We got a lot of things to talk about. The WrestleMania appearances this week. Looks like we're going to be inundated with wrestlers on different shows. You have Hulk Hogan on Sports Nation on Monday. Isn't that, is it Sports Nation?
Michelle Beadle.
Yeah, Michelle Beadle, our friend. Well, the one who called me Creeper, but yeah, nevertheless, our friend.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, you sat next to her. I know you sat next to her. She kept hitting you all night.
I don't know. I'm still bruised from her.
If she saw you with your slick back hair, that might change her thoughts.
Yeah, no. It's the pre-spun.
You have a problem with the slick?
I like the slick. You look good, man. It's
Doctor
like
your style slick.
Yeah, it's a spud look. Okay. Yeah, Roman Reigns is going to be on Conan on Tuesday, as well as ESPN Sports Nation 2 on Tuesday.
I'll be watching.
Yeah, and some show called Reels Channels TMZ Hollywood Sports. I've never heard of that, but. It's all Tuesday, Wednesday.
A couple more words in the title of that show.
Yeah, I've not. I think there's a channel that's Reels. I think.
Yeah.
R-E-E-L-Z. John Cena is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel on Wednesday, and you look for all the WWE superstars on The Soup next week. You ever watch The Soup? Is great, man. I watched that last night. That's such a great show. The Rock's going to be hosting SNL next Saturday night. Now I don't know if that's really WrestleMania related because Rock kind of booked it outside of WWE, I believe. Because of a certain movie coming out, I believe, Fast 7?
Fast and Furious 7. Yeah.
Furious 7.
How many of those movies are they going to make?
It's got to be it. Sure? The main stars died. So
why wouldn't they just stop at the last one?
He died in the middle of it.
Yeah, they were almost done making it, and then he died.
I think I saw the first one.
I saw the first one.
That's about it. No. But The Rock, he picked up in like the fifth one, I think.
Yeah, he picked up in the fifth one and actually rejuvenated the franchise.
I'm trying to think how many Rock movies I've seen.
It's been downhill ever since Tokyo Drift. Okay.
No, Tokyo Drift was the low point. Tokyo Drift is a Nightmare on Elm Street 2 of that series.
Okay, we got to go to break right now. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. Even if you don't want to talk Russ, no, I shouldn't say that. There was a nice lady who called, wanted tickets. But give us a call, 222-1280, start from video. Listen to Pink.
I won tickets to WWE Live at the Blue Cross Arena.
Oh, by the way, you didn't mention that, but they had a crowd of 8,000 people there reported.
Wow. Awesome.
8,000. That didn't look like 8,000 to me, but you know what? I'll give it. I'll say it may look close, but thank you guys for coming out. We're going to get a live show. We keep getting bigger crowds for every house.
If we get a new arena, we're going to keep one.
Yeah, well, new arena will take a couple years. We want
a new roof.
We want it now. We're going to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I will defy the things you say.
I don't care if I get my ass kicked. I don't care if I lose my head. I stood up to him. Because in his world, the bad... He really thinks that in his world, the bad guys win. Not in my world. In my world, the good guys win. And that means you, that means everybody, that means me. We're all going to shave his head back.
Get ready, college hoops fans, for another nail-biting end of the season filled with brackets, buzzer beaters, and Bud Light. Cheer on your favorites as we march to the championship for another action-packed tournament. Look for the Bud Light crew at your favorite courtside spots like the Otter Lodge on Monroe Ave, Shooters in Fairport, TC Hooligans in Greece, and Hooligans Eastside in Webster, and win great prizes courtesy of Bud Light. So put on your face paint and your college jersey, if it still fits, and march to the championship with Bud Light. Check out FoxSports1280.com for more info.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Eventually it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hard-working premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Only Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
take responsibility for your own actions. How about you man up, if you can?
Hello, Peter. What's happening?
We have sort of a problem here.
Yeah,
you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS report.
Yeah.
You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great. And, I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo.
This is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen or feel the pain. Woo!
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Danger Boy, Jay-Z, the Artiste, Dan Cole, and Mark Fantasia.
I'd just like to say that I know there are different heights and stuff, but Luke Harper and Dean Ambrose in the same match with the same outfit is a little confusing. I wish Ambrose had a little slightly different post-Shield look.
You know,
they're basically the same thing as Luke Harper.
I'll give him a credit.
But cleaner.
You know, Luke Harper got a pin on him. I mean, he beat him. Which was pretty cool.
Can they fight, like, instead of hair versus hair, it's like outfit versus outfit?
Yeah.
Beater versus beater?
Well, yeah. How about this? How about this? The winner doesn't, or winner has to wear the sweaty one.
How long has Harper been wearing that wife beater now? 10 years?
Since about 07, maybe, I would say.
222-1280 Star Toys is the phone number. Let me get my plugs in real quick. Join us 1 week from tomorrow for WrestleMania 31 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Special start time, 7 p.m. We will be there, have some stuff to give away. We'll have a good time. It's a four-hour pay-per-view, so get there early. Come join us 1 week from tomorrow, WWE's WrestleMania 31. Definitely looking forward to that. And also the World Cup comes to Rochester, the Indoor World Cup. Come out and check out Brazil versus Russia Monday, March 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. And next week on the show, Greg Valentine, WWE Hall of Famers, Greg Valentine, Tito Santana, and Coco Beware will join us in the studios for the show. And you can go meet them at the Razor Sharks game from 12 to 12:30 at the Blue Cross Arena next Saturday, which would be the 28th. Okay, take a breath. Well, so where were we? Where are we going? You guys got some crazy calls so far.
Joanne Fabrics.
Did you see that LL Cool J is going to be doing something with WrestleMania now?
They made
a big announcement on Monday night. They said, was he going to come and start the show?
Probably.
They can't beat the way they started the show last year with Hulk Hogan screwing up the arena name, but then having The Rock and Stone Cold come out. I thought that was probably, after that point, it was probably the best introduction to a WrestleMania ever.
Silverdome.
Yeah. They spawned T-shirts.
The best fallout from that whole thing was like 2 hours later, Blue Meanie tagging it on Facebook, going, "Where the hell is everybody?"
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm looking. I just don't know what LL Cool J is going to be doing. I mean, they're out there on the West Coast, so all those Hollywood bigwigs are going to be out there, I'm sure. You know, but
all these things, Mama said, knock you out.
Yeah, he might be. You know, have the Big Show come out and knock people out. You know. With the weapon of mass destruction there.
Wait, is next week when we get pie? This is important.
Yes.
Danny's pie.
Actually, I had
all these guests. I'm going to have to make like two.
I kind of promised I was bringing some stuff up too, so I'm probably going to
just hide it from Greg Valentine.
I'm probably going to get some bagels and maybe some coffee or something and bring
it out in the second in hour two.
After we kick them out. See, but I should make them pie because, you know, I want to get Tito and, you know, Greg.
We'll just leave the Hall of Famers here.
I want to get them to sign my Intercontinental title, and then Coco Beware can sign like a parrot or something. Pretty bird.
Yeah.
Pretty bird.
Pretty bird.
Does Polly want a cracker?
Just leave the Hall of Famers in the studio for a second. We'll have a secret huddle in one of the other studios, and we'll just eat a lot of pie and then come back. Hey, guys, we're back.
What's that all over your shirt, guys?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, they're not at all. We got 2 hours. They're not here the whole 2 hours.
No, they're going to be here from the 10 to 11 o'clock
nice.
Hour.
Nice. Oh, so I'll just break it out after they leave.
Yeah, on. Well, there'll be something for them to
what
eat.
What if they're
anyways.
Listening?
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's. let me tell you, if you are listening, they're going to be at the Brickwood. Not them, but all the teammates from the Razor Sharks are going to be at the Brickwood after the game. Go down and meet all them, including the 7'8" guy who plays for the other team, which I probably should know that because I didn't write it down correctly. So I'll come back with that later. But nevertheless, come on out and check it out.
And then the next day you can come hang out with us at WrestleMania at Salvatore's at the garage door. So you guys aren't on the Roman Reigns bandwagon yet. I don't know, except for Mark. And I'm feeling a little pitter-patter in my heart for him.
Yep.
But
I bought in.
I still think that if it goes the way we think it's going to go, then yes, it's going to be a lot of booing at the 49ers' new home.
I think Brock's going to retain.
That's just for the football season, though.
Yeah, that's
football season now.
No. I mean, I got a lot of 49ers fans here in the studio. But nevertheless, could they do something that would change everything up that would make it just unbelievable?
Roman Reigns comes out in a Niners jersey and retires in the middle of the
ring. I mean, didn't we know going into WrestleMania last year exactly what was going to happen at the end of it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we did. We knew that Daniel Bryan was going to walk off with the title, especially when they made that match against Triple H, the winner gets into the...
Oh, I thought you meant that we already knew what was going to happen next year, the answer is still yes.
Yeah, well, you had to wait for the breakup of the Shield to happen, but we knew that they had been touting Mr. Roman Reigns for quite a while. The only thing I think that really the back flack he's getting is because he was injured and out for a while, and then they immediately threw him right back into that program to get him into the main event of WrestleMania. And a lot of people have a lot of questions about that. I mean, because he was hurt, he was out, and he didn't have the fans when he came back. I mean, you saw it. He came, his first match, boys, his first Royal Rumble, they had to bring The Rock out to get him over, and they booed him continuously. and the Rock even had that look on his face like, what the heck? You know?
I think that no matter how you look at it, even if Reigns loses the match, that's fine. But I really think that the crowd's going to end up cheering for Lesnar the whole time anyway, and they're going to boo Reigns, which is fine. I actually think between the two big men, it's not going to be a Goldberg-Lesnar from WrestleMania 20. I actually think it's going to be a really, really good
match. Well, Lesnar can move, and Roman Reigns can move, too. I'm not discounting his ability. It's just that we haven't seen much of it in the last 6 months.
He'll retain. Lesnar will retain, and then maybe
I don't think Lesnar will retain. I think it's original plan. I don't think they changed their minds that easily. I mean, even if Lesnar signed, I don't think that, I don't think he's going to, be honest with you. I know that you hear all people talking from different, everyone talks but him and, about what he wants to do and everything. And so we really won't know, I guess, until the day after WrestleMania whether he signed or not. But we got Scott from Henrietta. Scott, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I was out grocery shopping this morning, and I picked up a milk carton, and then there was a Have You Seen Me, and it was a picture of the Ascension. I mean, what happened to the great debut of the Ascension, and now they're getting buried on, Shotgun Saturday Night?
Yeah, they lose to the Lucha Dragons.
I wish that was true.
Yeah.
No, I missed that show.
They've lost twice to the Lucha Dragons, and the only reason I know that is because in our fantasy league, I have Sin Cara, so I'm enjoying that. But, I just think they didn't blow up like they thought they were going to, and so they kind of got put in the back burner, and they'll probably come back out after WrestleMania and make something.
The one thing that would probably do them a lot of good would be to dump the stupid shoulder pads, dump the face paint, and Connor needs to get in the gym, because the last time I saw him, it looks like he's been spending way too much time at Krispy Kreme while he's on the road.
Yeah, he's
when that hot light's on.
He needs to work on the upper body a little bit. Flattering.
This is the new age of no drugs. I mean, no steroids.
Unless you're Vince.
Yeah. Well. No.
Yeah.
Or Sylvester Stallone.
Do as I say, not as I do.
No. This is. I mean, obviously, you're not going to get the guys coming out looking like the Barbarian and the Warlord. Anymore. The guys that obviously have way too much muscle mass per inch, but he does look soft. I mean, he could at least have a six pack. He could do some sit-ups.
Soft.
Yeah. I agree. I said that before. I was scared to death that they were going to be in town here, and then someone was going to pass that on to him. But this guy that says you're soft is like, well, yeah, look at him.
It's like watching Victor, who has the charisma probably to be a single star, and then you've got Fat Albert, who's a tag team partner.
Is it weird that I actually don't know which one's Victor and which one's Connor?
Victor's the
oh, come on.
Really?
Victor's a little one.
Yeah, Victor's a little one.
Okay.
He's the one with the hair. I was going to say the more Road Warriors hairstyle, but...
The Widow's Peak?
Yeah, I think that they'll get a chance maybe after WrestleMania. Right now they're just focusing on the eight matches of WrestleMania, and we're going to get, I enjoy that, though. They've been doing these matches the last couple weeks on SmackDown where they're doing the gauntlet matches. I enjoy, because you get to see every single guy who'll be taking each other on eventually match up, so...
Do they have to be heels just because they're both such ugly dudes?
I don't know. I
guess. I mean, but the other part of it, too, let's not lie. Ziggler and Daniel Bryan stole the show. on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, man.
Above everything. Even with just a six-minute match, that they beat 2 hours of taped professional wrestling where they actually had a few days to try and get it looking better.
You know, you're right. You're 100% right, man. And, you know, during the last couple weeks when they've been doing these gauntlets, there's always been like one part of it that's so much better than everything else. Like the tag team one. That was a fun gauntlet match. This one, I thought Daniel Bryan, I think Daniel Bryan should be walking out of WrestleMania with that title.
Unless Sheamus shows up.
Yeah, well, Sheamus might be showing up in the Andre the Giant thing. I've heard Sheamus is definitely showing up at WrestleMania. We're not sure which
and
match.
It's going to be bad.
Whatever one he shows up at, he's probably going to win, and he's going to walk off with the title. I heard that it was going to possibly be the ladder match for the Intercontinental, and then it would come down to starting a feud between him and Daniel Bryan after WrestleMania, which I don't have a problem with, especially because they're on both different sides of the spectrum now that they'd be feuding.
Then have Reigns and Rollins feud, because if Lesnar stays, which there's absolutely no guarantee of, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. That's what I'm looking at right now.
It could be good if Reigns or Rollins has the title, and then somehow they get Ambrose involved a pay-per-view or two later. It could be a great triple threat match to watch between all three of the former Shield members.
Yeah, because each of them will bring so many different parts to it. But I gotta go, guys. I'm sorry. I gotta take off. Take it easy.
That's fine, Scott. Thank you so much for calling, man.
Whoops.
I appreciate you. I appreciate all the calls. We got another hour, folks. So if you didn't get in yet, you want your speakerphone, you want to call us, please give us a call in the next. We're going to be on for one whole hour, but we got another hour. But we're going to break right now because we got one last break before we go to the top of the hour. So we're going to hit this break. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And now, the iHeartRadio Weekend Sports Time Capsule.
In 1939, the NHL record of 10 goals in the first period is scored by the Rangers and the New York Americans. The Rangers 7, Americans 3, and a record 26 points in the third period. In 1961, Art Modell purchases the Cleveland Browns for a then-record $3,925,000. This week in sports history, in 1988, it's the highest scoring NCAA basketball game as Loyola Marymount defeats Wyoming 119-115. In 1991, the NFL owners stripped Phoenix of the 1993 Super Bowl game since Arizona will not recognize Martin Luther King Day. This week in sports history, in 1995, Michael the King Jordan announces that he's ending his 17-month NBA retirement. And this week in sports history, in 1997, the Pittsburgh Penguins' Joe Mullen becomes the very first American to score 500 career NHL goals.
That's your iHeartRadio Weekend Sports Time Capsule.
Chester.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pink Look. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with the artiste, Jay-Z, joining us. Dan Cole, the Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia, and you. And, hey, if you're not doing anything today, I know you're going to Derby, but if you're not going to the Roller Derby, you want to meet Bret Hart? You want to meet Kevin Nash? And you want to meet Dan the B7? They're all going to be signing today at the Niagara Falls Sports and Hobby Expo at the Scotia Convention Center. It's a mere hour and, I don't know, 15 minutes from here, 20 minutes.
May do that before my gig tonight.
Yeah, go and check that out. They're going to be, and also Angelo King Kong Mosca is there. Unfortunately, we just read that he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's this past week. But he's a great guy. I mean, if it's early onset, he should be doing good for a while. Definitely check him out. But, yeah, Kevin Nash, he's going to be announced for the WWE Hall of Fame, I believe, this Monday night.
It has to be this Monday.
Yeah, it has to be if he's going in.
They published it in the magazine, 5 months ago?
Yeah, that. And, well, Larry Legend, that's one that surprised me. And then there's a guy that they announced on SmackDown. I don't know if I can say his name or not. Tatsumi Fujinami. He's a Japanese wrestler who's going into WWE.
Former Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah. He's not one of those phantom ones like Pat Patterson, right? Pat Patterson won it in a tournament in Rio de Janeiro.
I'm not happy that they're putting Nash in as Diesel like they did Scott Hall as Razor Ramon. That's just a personal preference.
Well, I think they're doing it because then they can put Nash in later with NWO, which they want to do maybe next year. And they can get some of the other guys.
I'm not crazy about putting stables in, I guess. I don't know.
I was okay with Four Horsemen.
Yeah, and if they put the NWO
Induct those guys individually then?
Can we do the NWO B team in?
Yeah, I was going to say, the NWO need two rings? 50 guys.
Conan.
I don't know.
Do you really need two rings? I don't know.
I know, guys.
Just so Flair can sell one of them.
We killed 1 hour. We got one more hour to go. So check if you didn't get in this hour. Next hour, 222-1280, star 1280. Want to thank Roller Derby Ladies for being up here. Hater Tot, Florence Fighting Gale, and Shaun of the Dead. And check them out tonight at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. Doors open at 6. The bouts start at 7. Come check us out. We got to go to break. We will be back for another hour of wrestling talk. So we've got lots to talk more about WrestleMania buildup as well as all sorts of fun news and bits and everything. So you're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to Pain Clinic. Second hour here on Fox Sports 1280. Sorry if you're here tuning in for the Kick This Show. They're taking off a couple weeks, giving it time to us to promote WrestleMania 31, which we will be at. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Special start time for the week from tomorrow, March 29th, for WrestleMania, 7 p.m. You got to get there early so you'll get some seats. We'll have some stuff to give away. And, of course, there's never a cover for WWE pay-per-views at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Come join us 1 week from tomorrow, March 29th, WWE WrestleMania 31, Salvatore's, 149 East Ridge Road. Hey, 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 welcome back to the show. And also, if you're not to belittle anything or forget anything, but the World Cup is coming to Rochester. That's right, the World Cup of Indoor Soccer. Check them out Monday, March 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena, Brazil versus Russia. It's very exciting. We get international indoor soccer here in Rochester. Check it out Monday night, 7 p.m. start time for the World Cup of Indoor Soccer here with Brazil versus Russia. Let me introduce the cast and crew real quick. I'm the cash man, Richie Rich. I'm here with the Mark Fantasia. Mark, how's it going, brother?
The Mark is doing great.
The Mark, tell me, where are you playing tonight, sir? I know that, you know, I give plugs out when we're all doing our own thing after we get done here tonight. Nate, we know that I'm going to be at Roller Derby tonight doing the announcing. You're going to be where, Mark?
I'm going to be in Batavia tonight for a show from 10 o'clock until close at 2 o'clock at TF Browns. If you haven't been there, it's a great place. Has a lot of TV, so you can watch some March Madness, maybe even a little bit of college basketball. Oh, yeah. It was on purpose, guys. Come on, don't give me that look.
Jeez, yeah, but that was awful.
Wait, was it a joke or was it
March Madness? He's mad. Okay, hold on. Danger Boy, let me introduce the next guy. Danger Boy, what's up, buddy? You got something going on tonight? Hold on, I got to turn on your microphone.
Not legal.
Any other horrible jokes?
It's very antiquey. That's stuff I can't talk about. On
okay, here. Much like a couple weeks ago when you were in the hot tub of love up at the Turning Stone Casino.
Pretty much the same exact stuff.
Okay. Were you with the old men like in Danny's Dream?
You know what, Danger Boy? You know too many people getting married. We'll just leave it at that.
Very true.
Jay-Z joins us first time this year, I believe, joining us in the studio. He's going to be here this week and next week when we have our super guest in the studio. But Jay-Z, what's up with you, bro?
I'll be spending my my evening curled up on the couch crying, thinking about how horrible WrestleMania will be. Not really.
No. Yeah.
Just watch old ones. That's next week. What I do.
My children will keep me awake.
You want to cry at WrestleMania? Bring up WrestleMania 12. Watch that one. That'll make you cry good. Okay.
Nine.
And
why 12?
11.
What was wrong with 12? 12 was amazing.
Wasn't 12 Kevin Nash and...
No, that was 11.
11?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, sorry.
Oh, that was who?
Actually,
no, that
eight,
was him and Michaels.
Yeah,
that's right. I don't know. 8 was the worst one, though.
Okay.
8 overall.
Well, pick one that makes you sad, okay? Pick one that makes you 13? Sad.
I guess 13, Undertaker and Sid?
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
No, yeah, Bret and Austin stole the show. That was a great match.
That was
match.
A great match. Yeah.
The main event was terrible.
I guess
one.
Next week we're going to have to argue this.
Yes, we will. Hey, might be a debate.
Okay, we've started. 222-1280 StarCoady. DC Dan Cole, I like your shirt. I like your shirt. I was there. No, I wasn't. I was the next one.
No, you were at next year's wearing your skirt.
Yeah, WrestleMania 29 I went to. You were at WrestleMania 28 t-shirt there.
Is that a sexist remark?
Yes, I do wear a skirt.
It's not sexist if it comes from his own son.
Yeah. Oh, that's low.
Change. Yeah, change.
That's
change.
Low. That's low. And you guys, and the artiste here is running the tweeter as well as the texter. And he's got hockey, obviously, tonight.
I am, yeah. I'm doing some color coding over here. Anybody want to color a picture? Amherst, I'm here till Amherst at 2:30, and then we're on the air till 6.
Oh, you know,
and
that's
then
a
I go over for RIT's championship game at 7.
You know, that's a dentist's favorite time.
2:30.
2:30?
Oh, yeah. Yes, not just one, but two awesome jokes in this segment, folks.
It's not a funny Friday, though.
Sorry, you're busy. You're definitely a busy man. So everyone's got something going on. Danny, you got something going on tonight, too? I didn't ask you that.
Yeah, I'm going to polish up on my my bad joke so I can join you guys next week and
okay.
Be ready to go.
Yeah, well, just remember, we're good next week on the show. I mean, I know I'm plugging
the
week.
I made a belt out of watches.
A week in advance.
It was a complete waste of time.
We are going to. That's terrible. We are going.
Coral.
That's a terrible joke. We are going to have special three WWE Hall of Famers joining us in the studio next week. Greg the Hammer Valentine, Coco Beware, and Tito Santana. And, you know, I mean, yes, and I'm so excited for next week, the WrestleMania weekend. It's going to start off a crazy weekend. They're going to be at the Razor Sharks game next Saturday at 1 o'clock. They're going to be doing an autograph signing from 12 to 12:30. So you can definitely meet them at that game. You can stalk them by hanging out here at the radio station down in the lobby. I'm sure you could see them go by eventually. I'm not encouraging that, but I know that
they're located at Midtown Plaza.
yeah, we're at Midtown. Yeah, we're in the glassed off side. You see what
you
they
can
did?
Park on Euclid Street.
By the way, did you see the top of what they've done to the Midtown Tower? That is beautiful. Yeah. It's like green glass walls. It's really, really cool. It's really moving ahead. But nevertheless, hey, welcome. Let's talk more about the world of professional wrestling. We kind of started talking about WrestleMania 31 things and what we're feeling about that. Did you guys hear this past week that apparently Rusev as well as I believe Sting are going to have like huge entourages when they come out at WrestleMania 31?
I put my application in to be an extra.
Yeah, they're looking for extras to do Russian. They need Russian military looking people to come out as well as I guess scarecrows for Sting.
They're going to use the same people for both skits. I was reading that they're going to cast, the casting agency that's doing it is using the same people for both skits. Males between 25 and 33 that are clean shaven.
Oh, we're out.
I'm good. Wait, what was this? Clean shaven.
You have to spend the whole day at the arena though. You can't leave.
Darn.
You have to be there from the like and also
there's
two.
They're paying like $1,100 or something like
the
that.
The 2 days before.
Per guy?
It.
Yeah.
I'll shave my face. I'll shave my head.
You know, I think you're gonna have to pay $1,100 just to fly there.
Do you guys know Mark Maron at all? The name familiar to you?
I've heard of him. Yes,
he's a comedian. He does a podcast, and I saw him yesterday. I was up here. He was on the Wii Show yesterday,
right?
And he had shaved, so he looks different without the facial hair. I'll just say that.
CM Punk has been on a show a couple of times.
Yeah, Mick Foley too. We got a special call here. A certain authority from Rochester, Andrew the Authority Joseph. What's up, brother?
Rich, how you doing?
Good,
how's everybody
Andrew.
Doing over there? I mean, this wouldn't be the WrestleMania preparation show without the real and only true authority of professional wrestling.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys saw this. Before we talk about WrestleMania, I'm an absolute shock here. There was a death in wrestling last night from a big star in Mexico.
Yeah, we saw that. We talked about that earlier. Rey Mysterio. Someone posted the video on the Pain Clinic's Facebook page.
That's unbelievable. So anybody who says wrestling is fake or whatever, like in that that video, that 25-minute video that was posted, that parody thing, this is a tragedy. I mean, this guy was the son. Paraguayo was a huge star in Mexico. He was on that pay-per-view 1994 where Worlds Collide with Eddie Guerrero was team with Blade Art Barr, and he was a huge star. This is his son, and Rey Mysterio basically, manslaughter.
No,
but it was
not Rey Mysterio's fault. If you watch that,
he took the ropes wrong on his throat.
Yeah, he kind of went. He got whiplash from it against his neck.
I didn't see the video. I'm just reading the report.
Yeah,
the report
sad.
That's going around is actually kind of wrong. There's two reports out there. And the right one is PW Insider. He went on the ropes to take it and hit his trachea on on the ropes and actually never really like took the move that well.
Ouch. This is very sad. I mean, anytime you have an in-ring tragedy like that, it's very sad. Hopefully, you know, anybody who thinks, you know, when WWE says don't try this at home, they mean it.
Well, especially it's Ray's first match in AAA. I mean, that was his first time. I mean, he was in there with, like, very experienced wrestlers, you know? I mean, the cream of the crop.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's sad. I mean, even the best, something that can go wrong, you know?
That's right. But you guys have been talking about Roman Reigns. And, by the way, it was just a quick mention. You know, 14 years ago, you know what happened on this live on this show 14 years ago?
What, 14 years ago, was it the first time the Authority was fired, or was it...
No, it was when I was thrown out of WWF New York.
Oh, yeah, we were doing... It was a live... We were actually live on the air, and Andrew was walking around WWE New York with his cell phone, and he got asked to leave.
The reason I'm saying this is I'm going to be in New York next weekend. So just thinking about how things have changed in 14 years.
Controversy did not help that place, Andrew.
No, it certainly
it did not.
You guys have been talking about Roman Reigns, and my real life, I work in marketing. I've been working in marketing for a long time. And I'm not a secret Vince McMahon, you know, but as the Authority, I guess I can in this case. Vince is doing this for one reason, putting the title on Roman Reigns. It's because, number one, all of us, the great wrestling fans who have followed the sport for years and decades, Vince McMahon knows we're going to spend money with him no matter what. No matter what he does, we're not going to stop spending money with the WWE. Thanks to the WWE Network, which is only $9.99, by the way.
I didn't know
that. I'm a charter subscriber. I get it because it has great historical matches. The interviews they do on there, the one they did with Triple H and Stone Cold was incredible. I mean, I could watch things like that every day. He's got our money. He's got guaranteed money from all of us. So what Vince is doing, he's going after the next best thing, which is people who used to be WWE fans who are no longer fans, and it's specifically women. Vince McMahon wants to have a handsome, muscular, good-looking guy at the top of his company, like The Rock was 10 years ago.
Or like his doppelganger with a beard named Roman Reigns is.
He
looks exactly like The Rock if he had short hair and no facial hair.
It's true, and that's because he knows that the women are not watching. Brock Lesnar is the best fighter in the world. I think there's nobody knew that would doubt that. But as Nikki Bella said recently, kayfabe is dead. We all know it's what happens in the WWE is predetermined and is being done for a reason.
Still real to me, damn it.
Yeah, well, I know. Anybody in the ring with Brock Lesnar, I'm sure, thinks it's pretty real.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But, you know, Roman Reigns, and if you see at the end of the opening segment of Raw, who's at the end of that segment? Roman Reigns. He's going to be the guy. I don't think you're going to see a change of mind of Vince McMahon, even if Brock does decide to resign.
Wait, are you saying this past Raw?
No, every Raw, at the beginning, you know, when they show all the little clips at the very beginning, you know, the different guy, you know, when they show, you know, Triple H and John Cena and Paige and all them, you know, that's the intro for Raw. At the very end, the last person you see on there used to be John Cena doing the salute. Now it's Roman Reigns. That tells you who the face of the company is.
Yeah, you know, it makes sense, too. I mean, he has lost a lot of women. And believe me, I know women who have always, I know women who like wrestling who say, you know, he's a hot guy. I mean, and it's a reason for them to watch. And it's like, you know, they get past all the stuff that we like, you know, ability, you know, and things like that. You know, they definitely get past that. But, you know, he definitely is going to put some women in some seats, and it's probably not a bit. I mean, he does. I always felt he looked exactly like The Rock. Every time you look at him, it's like, but you know, Andrew, you think he's one of the guys that we met when we were down there in Allentown all those years ago? Remember them kids that were bouncing around the ring, running on the ropes like the, you know, like there's no tomorrow.
I'm trying to remember what year that was.
It was 2000, I think. So
he would have been probably what, 10 or 11 years old at the time, maybe 9 or 10, 11, 12. Could possibly be him and the Usos both.
I think those two kids, those two twins, were the Usos that were running around the ring. That's for
amazing.
Sure.
But the other guy who will also fit this bill is Seth Rollins. I mean, I know women who were wrestling fans, and they go gaga over Seth Rollins. You could see those two guys feuding over that title for a good amount of time, which is good because Seth Rollins is a tremendous wrestler.
He is. And, you know, back when we had him on when he was
Tyler Black
on the show, he you know, I always wondered why he was being held back, because he came on the show and he was great on the air with us. I mean, same for Daniel Bryan. I mean, Daniel, you're right. Daniel Bryan. See, Daniel Bryan has the fans' hearts who are like the marks, you know, or the super marks and stuff. You know, he's got, and the thing is Vince McMahon doesn't like him. You're right, because he looks like a little troll, you know. I mean, you listen to how they write the people who say things against him. It's probably how Vince feels about the guy.
No, I don't agree with that. I think Vince knows what a great talent Daniel Bryan. You have to have great workers, or your product's going to fall apart. And Daniel Bryan is a great worker, and he's very popular with the majority of the crowd. You don't hear anybody booing Daniel Bryan. But again, those are people who Vince already has their money. He knows they're going to come and see his live shows and buy his network and go and buy the merchandise. So he's going after people who aren't in that role right now. They're not spending money with him, so he wants to bring them back. And you know, unfortunately, for guys like me, I personally, if I was booking the WWE, I'd make Brock Lesnar an invincible champion until they find somebody who's legitimately, in the fans' eyes, could beat him. There's really nobody in the company who I think anybody would even think could beat Brock Lesnar in a legitimate fight.
And that's probably why he's going away, I would think, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? If I was Brock Lesnar, I want to work for Vince for the rest of my life. He's got a plum contract. He works a few days a month. Rest of the time, he's home on his farm, hunting and living with his wife, Sable. Nice private life. He makes a ton of money. Why would he want to go in and actually get beat up for real?
That's true. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. It depends. You got to know what motivates the guy. So, you know.
I'm a huge fan of Brock Lesnar. I think the guy is a once-in-a-generation athlete. Just like Paul Heyman says, it's absolutely true. I mean, you're never gonna see a guy like him for years to come who could do what he does and does it so well. So, but we'll see what happens. I mean, that's why we watch the show. We'll see if Seth Rollins cashes in, if he decides to go with Rollins. But I think it's going to be Reigns. And don't forget, there's also a big Samoan community in San Francisco too.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Let's go for the half a percentage market.
Never know.
No, but you know, I think they're good. I believe since when even before Daniel Bryan lost to him at the last pay per view. I felt that they're going to go with the original plan from probably SummerSlam the last year. So, and you know, last year he changed it, you know, and that was just a fluke. You know, I mean, you don't ever see him change what he wants to do.
You know what's funny though, Rich, if you think about it, the original plan was for Batista to be the WWE champion. Look at Batista now. He's going to be in two of the most highest profile. He was in, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, which did incredibly well. He's going to be the lead villain in the next James Bond movie. Now he's also going to be the lead villain in the next Highlander movie, which comes out next year. Batista is doing incredibly well in Hollywood, and you know, if he thinks back, you know, he put the title on Daniel Bryan and then he got injured, which was very sad, but if he put it on Batista, now look where he would be right now. He'd have a movie star holding the WWE title, and that kind of publicity, that kind of recognition would be huge for him.
But you know, but I think it's one of the only times Vince actually listened to the fans in the crowd. You know how he always says that's what influences his decision, because he obviously didn't let this past year's Royal Rumble, but he did last year, and he let Daniel Bryan work. You know, I mean, Daniel Bryan had the crowd in his hands for such a long time last year.
He absolutely did. Yeah. And very, like I said, it was interesting what would have happened if he hadn't gotten injured. What would have, how things would have progressed.
I have a feeling he would not have held the belt that long. I think he would have eventually dropped it to Roman Reigns.
A Rey Mysterio type run.
Yeah, I think so too. Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for calling, man.
Yeah, enjoy WrestleMania, guys. I'll be home from New York by then, so I'll get to watch the matches. I'm looking forward to the women's match. I hope they tear the house down, the Bellas and Paige and AJ.
Hopefully they get time, you know, and then we'll see what happens. But I mean, I'm actually looking forward to every match, but the one we already know. So, you know,
all right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, man. Okay, we got to go to break. 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number if you want to get in. Give us your opinion. Andrew gave his breakdown. It was pretty interesting. I mean, he makes a lot of good points there about the women loving Roman Reigns. Maybe that's why Mark likes Roman Reigns. I don't know. We'll just have to figure that one out in the future. But we're ready to
get in a fight with someone off air.
You guys were goofing around that whole time he was talking. Now your pen's flying around. And nevertheless, with 222-1280, star 1280, you're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
The inventory has piled up just about as much as the snow here at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. Hey, folks, Tom Park. It's our March In, Move Out event, and we are moving out the brand-new Hyundai inventory when you consider you can lease a brand-new 2015 Hyundai Elantra SE for only $129 a month. Has a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, 5-year roadside assistance. MSRP is $19,440. That's a brand-new 2015 Hyundai Elantra SE at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece, $129 a month. At Fusillo Hyundai on Westridge Road in Greece. Always huge. 3-year, 36,000-mile lease for well-qualified buyers with approved credit through Hyundai Motor Finance. 12,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles. $1,723 first payment of $129 and $595 acquisition fee included in amount due at signing. $1,500 HMF lease cash applied. Tax rate 8%. $400 disposition fee due to HMF at lease end. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Offer ends March 31st, 2015.
Just a good old boy.
Auto Trader presents Car Shopping with the Dukes Ahead.
Our old car can't shake the sheriff anymore, Luke. We need a new one. What was that?
A text alert from Auto Trader. I let them know what we wanted, and they found one that has it all. Look, it's perfect.
Well, yeehaw!
Hey, Auto Trader sent another alert. Price dropped on that car.
Auto Trader again?
No, Daisy needs her shorts from the dry cleaners.
Auto Trader helped the Dukes find the perfect car, and they'll help you find your car your way.
Quality, knowledge, skill, value. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How is knowing the exact right part you need the very first time you need it and making sure you get a quality part from 400,000 parts that bear the Napa name. Napa has 85 years of know-how experience and supplies more parts to garage owners than any other part supplier serving all 50 states. Visit NapaOnline.com today or follow Napa on Facebook and exchange your own know-how and all things Napa at Facebook.com/NapaKnowHow.
That's not a lawnmower. That's a zero-turning, fescue-slaughtering chariot of lawn domination, cup holder included. And like all respected machines, it requires a battery, which are now as low as $21.99 with exchange at Napa. That's $21.99 for a lawn and garden battery. And the satisfaction of knowing the weekend warrior rides again. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 3/31/15.
Roman Reigns, you can't beat up Brock Lesnar. You can't beat Brock Lesnar. You can't beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. You can't beat Brock Lesnar for the WWE title. And you can't beat Brock Lesnar for the WWE title at WrestleMania. You can't. You can't. You can't.
Hey, this is the Doctor of Style, the Slickster, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the artiste, Mark Fantasia. Yes, we both have bruises now from throwing clubs during the commercial break there, right?
I don't appreciate what you said about me.
I didn't mean anything. I'm sorry, I love you, man. You know that. You know I love you, bro. They just love taps.
Like that?
No. Here with Danger Boy, Mr. Jay-Z, and Dan, DC Dan Cole, and which he informed me some things I did not know during the commercial break. So, hey, we got good friend Rocky from Irondequoit on the line. Rocky, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. It's almost good afternoon, I guess. I figured, seeing as it was Old Timers Day with the authority calling in, I would pick the phone up and give you guys a buzz.
That's a challenge going out to all you old timers. Give us a call, 222-1280.
I'm going to my phone machine.
Hey, I actually have one without a cord on it now. It's hitting pretty good.
Nice. So how's it going, bro? You're loving up this WrestleMania build-up?
I've been watching a little bit here and there. I'm not totally thrilled with the way some of the things are laying out there. I'm looking forward really to Wyatt and Undertaker, just to see what Undertaker can do, if he can do. Cause honestly, we've seen him zero times since last WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And if it's even going to happen, you know, cause I mean, there could be a swerve there where Wyatt goes to the ring and just gets struck by lightning and it's done.
I think it's going to happen. I saw
the greatest match ever.
Yeah, and real quick. I mean, he made the chair light on fire that way. He could easily hit a person, I'm sure. know, and he aims in the right direction. But you know,
I've seen him doing that for years.
I saw pictures of him at working out with his wife. You know, his wife is Michelle McCool, super hot.
Yeah.
Well, she posted some pictures of him doing some bench presses and stuff. So he looks like he's getting back into wrestling shape. He'll definitely be ready to wrestle when he shows up at WrestleMania. That's their whole plan for this build up is to not have him there once, which I don't know. You know, I think the Artis, you have opinions on Mr. Undertaker coming back once a year, then you're not happy about it.
I mean, he already lost the streak, and he wasn't good in that match a year ago, and now he's not even really appearing before Mania. He's just going to show up one time and have a lackluster match. It's a, I don't know.
It's a lose-lose.
Like, because I think he's going to come back and he's going to beat Bray Wyatt, yep, which is going to make Wyatt look terrible, and I just don't care. Like, I don't want to see that happen to Wyatt.
And they're not going to let him lose again. They're not going to let him lose 2 years
no
in a row. So it's horrible for Wyatt to be involved in this.
Well, here's the thing. He's undefeated at WrestleMania if he's the American Badass.
That's
so
true.
So he can come out and the streak can still be
Michael
intact.
Cole's undefeated at WrestleMania, too, so you're not saying much about that.
Yeah, the biker taker. Yeah, we could take that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Now, listen
for that ID, by the way, in a little bit. I got that one going, too.
Very nice. Now, as far as the title match with Reigns and the Lesnar, I don't know if you guys have talked about the angle where there's a cash-in of the Money in the Bank immediately after that match. With my perception would be Lesnar winning it in a knockdown drag-out brawl and, you know, being, you know, beaten down but winning the match, and then Rollins comes in and pins him and takes the title.
Well, you know, I thought this scenario, if, say, Brock Lesnar doesn't re-sign, he has one last date appearance, it's Monday. If he wins, if he defends against Roman Reigns, maybe Monday Roman Reigns comes out, just kills him, and then that gets cashed in on Monday. And because we had a title change after WrestleMania a couple of years ago, the next day. So I mean, I don't think that Vince would let Roman Reigns do it on WrestleMania because there's too much going on, and he likes WrestleMania. They like clean finishes, they like clean wins. They don't, you know, you don't see like these disqualifications or anything.
There's usually WrestleMania 27.
What's that? Oh yeah, I forgot. John, was that John Cena? No.
The match that ended in double count out and then was restarted and had Rock interfering.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, well, they tried
doesn't the Money in the Bank, though, doesn't it expire at WrestleMania?
No, it was a pay-per-view after June. It. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. It must be my old-timer brain just didn't remember that part.
Well, it used to when they had it at WrestleMania, when it was that match at WrestleMania. Yeah, it would 1 year, and they would have to do it before that.
They had to take it off because it was stealing the show every year, and every other match was horrible.
They made a whole pay-per-view out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so those are the two that I'm really looking semi forward to, and just to see how things kind of shake out from there going forward. I mean, if you're gonna put a lesser belt on Cena to try to build that belt up again, I think what they want to do, I don't know, maybe this is where they're gonna try to build that next star. Where, like you guys mentioned, the title was supposed to be on Dave Bautista, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and I agree with you that John Cena probably will walk off with Rusev's belt to elevate that title. That title used to be, I mean, that's the United States title. And it's the one that's brought over from WCW, but I think that the olden days, the Intercontinental title used to be the one where the guy would hold that, and then a year later he'd win WrestleMania. You know,
exactly.
You know, and so right now they're talking Cena coming out with the U.S. and Daniel Bryan coming out with the Intercontinental title to help elevate those titles to more prominence than what they are.
Would you
put the World Heavyweight Championship on Reigns and have all three titles being in the hands of quote unquote faces?
I think you would. True. After WrestleMania, I think that may have, I don't know. I think it's still going to go by the original plans. I still think that, yes, there is that mystery of the Money in the Bank that may, it will not, I don't think it'll influence WrestleMania, but it will influence maybe the day after.
Don't you think it would elevate the title, the U.S. title, if Rusev won? Because he defended it against John Cena.
But he cheated. He cheated last time he took him on and defended
it.
But
that's what heels do.
Right.
Bad guys break the rules. And if there's no rules, why bother?
But it makes him look weak by having to kick somebody in the groin to win a title.
Yeah.
What do you think about a first ever Cena tap out?
I think it weakens the title. I think it weakens the title if he wins that way.
Yeah, but that's Russia versus U.S. Though, I mean, how many times has Putin tried to kick Obama in the groin? Come on.
That's true. You know, you're true. You can go back to the newspapers to book this match here. You know, I don't know. I would like to see. I mean, I like Rusev a lot. The guy actually is a great wrestler. We saw him in town here. He had a great match against, who was it? Oh, it was against Ryback.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, which is impressive.
Who those words are going.
Yeah, I know. Rusev actually is a great wrestler. And I think he should be elevated up to the main event too, to hold the world title eventually. Hopefully. I mean, if he does come out winning it, then I think that's his next stop. You know?
I personally think I'm not a big fan of Cena, but this isn't because I'm not a fan of Cena. I think if Rusev continues to win, that's going to make that title more important. And whoever wins that title from him is immediately going to be elevated.
But people like results, and they're going to, and then the only result would be John Cena to win that title at WrestleMania. People want to see, because they always restart programs the next day or the week after.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I just think that it makes the title seem more important if he holds that title for a long time.
Especially
and never
beating
loses.
Cena twice. I agree. I actually think that Rusev wins at WrestleMania.
I guess this is gonna, see, we're actually making this WrestleMania seem more exciting by the way we're talking about it because of different.
It's the only way to make it exciting, Rich.
But then 11 o'clock next week on Sunday night, we're all going to be extremely disappointed.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's absolutely terrible to have Roman Reigns as a champ. You know, if they're not going to do Daniel Bryan, then I'd rather they have Roman Reigns than John Cena. And you know, it's interesting.
Who's going to come back and win?
Who's that?
CM Punk.
You know, John Cena. I've heard. Yeah, well, we have people put those videos up Monday night. They'll like edit him into all the shows, saying he's back. But you know what? I was going to say I forgot. You just made me lose my train of thought. I was just saying, you know, it was Roman Reigns. It's not a bad thing if he wins. You know, it definitely is not bad if he grabs that title. I just don't know, like, you know, where they go with it after that. If you know, and we'll find out, I guess, whether Brock Lesnar signs or not. But Rocky, thank you so much for the call, brother. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure to talk to you guys, and we'll catch you soon out at an arena near you.
Yes, we will. Are you going to be? You do the Razor Shark announcing?
I will be there on the 28th doing that one.
You're going to go down and meet Greg the Hammer Valentine, Coco Beware, and Tito Santana?
Absolutely. You kidding me?
No,
I'm mad I wasn't doing the Red Wing game when George Animal Steel was there.
Oh, yeah. He ate the baseball. That's great. Thank you so much for calling, man. We'll see you down there. We'll see you after the game, I'm sure.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks, Rocky. All right, 222-1280, star 1280. Yeah, I was just going to make a point, and I completely slipped my mind, but it has something to do with the post-WrestleMania, where they're going with everybody. And, you know, I think they're in good shape, though. I'll say that. They're coming out. What happens after during WrestleMania and what happens after is going to set up, like, the next 6 months of feuds. And, you know, right now, I mean, I'm biased at Daniel Bryan, aren't we? I mean, I think I am.
Yeah,
I think I'm biased. But, you know what? Once I knew he wasn't going to win it, then that's when I was willing to accept Roman Reigns taking the title.
That's where I'm at.
I think that's where I was going. Okay, Rob, you don't think so?
No, you're not going to justify. There's no way you're going to make me happy with Reigns winning the title. I don't even if he wins the title and 2 minutes later he drops it to Rollins, I'm still not going to be happy. I will be absolutely happy if Seth Rollins gets the belt, but I'd much rather see him get it directly from Brock. I don't want to see a 2 minute long title reign. We've seen enough of those over the years.
What if? He goes straight heel, like something kind of like how you hear that Heyman's been against the Authority this entire time, how he's arguing. What if we see like a WrestleMania 17, like how at the very end Austin turned heel and McMahon helps him out? What if Triple H comes out, helps Roman Reigns win the title?
You know, that's just Stone Cold Steve Austin's biggest regret of his career.
Uh-huh.
That is his biggest
regret. Reigns has no other choice, though. Yeah. This could be a good chance.
Yeah, well, Reigns is a new one to the company. Steve Austin said, yeah, I think going heel will do me good.
Oh, it's horrible.
For lost
him.
All of his freaking money-making ability. Hey, we got to go to break right now. Just in case you're tooling around not doing anything, Kevin Nash is going to be signing up at the Niagara Comic-Con or Niagara Sports Expo. Today, starting at 11 o'clock, just a few minutes from now, he'll be up there doing a signing. He'll be there from 11 till mid-afternoon. Bret Hart's doing 1 to 3, and Dan the Beast Severn's doing 11 to 3 p.m., and that's at the Scotia Convention Center up in Niagara Falls, a mere hour, 15-minute drive from here, and you can go meet your favorite wrestlers of all time, Angelo King Kong Mosca. Actually, they got Billy the Kid Irwin, who's a boxer. Cito Gaston, you remember he was a manager of the Blue Jays?
Yes.
Grant Fuhrer, remember Grant Fuhrer in the neck cut? Isn't he the one who got his neck sliced by a skate?
No, Clinton Larchuk.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Clinton Larchuk. Sorry. Well, Grant Fuhr
played for the Sabres, though.
He also played for the Edmonton Oilers.
Yes.
And he's up there. Yeah. So there's lots of sports stars up there. You can meet them. Oh, Shooter McGavin. You know Shooter McGavin?
Really?
Yeah.
Shooter.
Christopher McDonald. He's up signing 11-3 today. So go check it out. We got to go to break. You're listening to Paint Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You guys.
Hey, Cougar Cooch. Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Healthy, thin pizza and gluten-free pizza. It's healthy. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Concerned about your home energy bills? Stop, think, switch, and save with Blue Rock Energy, the local natural gas and electric provider that saves you money. Contact Blue Rock Energy today at 866-815-2343 or visit BlueRockEnergy.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Stokes Visca & Company, the official CPAs of the Rochester Lancers, the one-stop accounting shop for small business owners, and your income tax expert. Call Stokes Visca & Company, 427-0850 or svcpas.com. Stokes Visca & Company, the official CPAs of the Rochester Lancers.
World Cup Soccer comes to the BCA Monday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. Don't miss Mauricio Sales and the Brazilian indoor national team versus Russia. Premium tickets, $15. Call 872-KICK or rlancers.com. World Cup Soccer comes to Rochester, March 23rd at the BCA.
Rich Eisen, Monday noon till 3 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
You never know true freedom until you've lost everything. I know, because they took it from me.
Mongo only pawn. In Game of Life.
Hey, you got the Funk Man here, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Bongo only pawn in Game of Life.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I just rushed off. I didn't have a lot of sounds this week, so I added some funny ones in. Do you know what that's from?
No clips of the lawyer?
No, oh, it's terrible.
But are we even all
that was from Blazing Saddles, if you didn't know.
Alex, I have never seen it.
Whoa.
Time out. Ortiz just said he's never seen Blazing Saddles. What?
I'm sorry.
No, morning. You don't get pie next week.
What?
Unless you watch Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Throwing down an ultimatum.
Let me check my calendar and see if I can squeeze it in.
All right.
Excuse me.
Now you know how sheltered we are in this world. We know everything about wrestling, nothing about popular movies or music. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. Mr. Ortiz knows a lot about music. 2-2-2-2.
I saw Big Hero 6 for the second time.
2-2-2.
I don't know. Considering he did ask me to play Wrecking Ball,
that wasn't... That was a gimmick.
1280 Star Toys, the phone number. Yeah. Welcome back to the show. Yes, we listen. As much as we like, you know, are being mean about WrestleMania 31, this is the pinnacle of the pay-per-view world, and that's why we are so passionate about how we feel about how things are going to go. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't want people to think we're hating on it because we're not. But this is what we do. This is what we do it for.
We don't hate you. We hate your thoughts.
Can I just say that in this room we're seeing the stages of grief played out.
Yeah.
We still have Artiste in the state of denial. And I see acceptance in Mark. I see acceptance in you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I think anger is somewhere in here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we're all in the stages
DC
of grief.
I'm just praying to the Almighty above. That we get future Jay-Z is at the bar when we go there when next week, so you can see who we're talking about. The future Jay-Z. Jay-Z, there's a guy that looks like you in the future.
Yeah, I know.
And actually, you look pretty good. You dropped some weight, and I think you have less hair, though, because he wears the same hat.
Well,
so.
Well I'm shaving my head April 19th for St. Baldrick's.
Talk about that real quickly.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with St. Baldrick's, it's a charity for raising awareness of childhood cancer, which is totally different from adult cancers. And what we do is we raise money, and then we shave our heads in solidarity and to support and honor kids who have either are in the middle of a fight with cancer or have survived a fight with cancer or who have been lost for cancer. And I'm honoring Rochester's own Amanda Conroe, who unfortunately passed away last month.
She had purple, right?
Purple for Amanda. Yeah. 6 years old, was fighting cancer for a while, and unfortunately was lost. But me, along with about, I think, 18 other people are on Amanda's Purple Minions. And so if you want to do that, we'll link to that on the Pain Clinic Facebook
page. Yeah, it's on the Facebook. You can check it out on the Facebook. And then you see pictures before and after of you having hair.
Yep, I'll be shaving my head April 19th in Victor at Mickey Finn's.
April 19th. The hair will be coming off. You should let it keep growing. You can do the face.
Beard,
Are you going to bick, or are you just going to
I'm going to go straight as far as they'll let me go.
Just don't have, what was his name, the manager, Jim Miller, or what was his name? Manager who shaved Raven's head and turned the blade around the wrong way and scalped him.
Oh, yeah. No, these are professionals.
The Sinister Minister,
Jim Mitchell.
He turned the blade around the wrong way.
Don't let EC3 do it either.
He scalped him.
These are trained hair-cutting professionals that'll be doing it. That they've assured everybody that the people who do it are licensed to do it in New York State. In fact, if Tito were in town, he could have done it for me.
Arriba!
Arriba, but anyway. That's what's going on, but about that.
So, I do want to pass along congratulations on somewhat of an indie wrestling side. Three wrestlers well known in this area, all going to be making their first overseas appearances. Dick Justice is going to the UK June through July. He's got a 1 month tour of the UK coming up, so congratulations to Mr. America himself, Dick Justice.
Nice.
Also,
you got two guys going to Japan.
Yes, yeah. Jay Freddy and Brute Van Slyke are going over to Wrestle One in Japan for 3 months May.
Past guest, he was in the studio about a year ago with us. We had Bruce Van Slyke up here.
And Jay Freddy's been on the phone.
Jay Freddy was on, yeah. And Jay, great wrestler.
Saw Jay Freddy in an awesome I Quit match in Pier 6 once, too.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah, so congratulations to Brute Van Slyke, Jay Freddy, Dick Justice, all getting it done and going overseas. That's awesome.
All right, our number's 222-1280, Star 1280. We've got Gary. Gary, just tell me about the El Rey Network, right, sir?
Yeah, they're really cool. They've actually got the episodes numbered, and they're in English.
Yeah.
Which, hallelujah, you can finally figure out what they're talking about. But it's wrestling. Who cares?
Yeah,
you
know, the Lucha
Underground. It's fun to watch them beat each other up.
The Lucha Underground. It's really cool. I don't know if you guys watch the Lucha Underground yet.
It's very soap opera.
You have the matchmaker that they go and they pitch their matches to and stuff, and it's kind of like a Godfather-type character.
It's set up like a telenovela, and it's perfect for that demographic that they're shooting
for. And what's his name, Rodriguez? Robert Rodriguez? No, he's the one who made...
Robert Rodriguez owns the network.
Yeah, he's a movie maker.
El Mariachi, Spy Kids, Machete.
Yeah, Del Rio's on there, and a former John Morrison is now...
Johnny Mundo,
yeah. The only thing I don't like is they put guys against girls, and it's just, that's kind of, you know, I could see a mixed tag match or something, but when it's, you know, a huge guy against, what's her name, Sexy Star, and he just...
Evangelista or something like that.
She's tiny. It's just nutsy.
Well, they do that in some of the indies, and I think it's popular in Mexico.
That's where it's more like a movie, is when you have the women versus the guys, because her name is Evangelista. I think her name is it Evangelista? She was on WWE's Tough Enough, the last series of Tough Enough.
Yeah, they had her on.
Evelise,
that's what it is. Yeah. I can't remember her name, but she's like the main woman star on that show.
She's injured right now.
Is she really?
So she's got another cast on her.
Well, probably from Wrestling Guys.
Yeah, she wrestles.
God.
Yeah, I love the setup. It's like it's almost like it's a warehouse.
You know, underground.
Yeah, and it's underground background and stuff, and the guys come down from upper steps down to the ring and stuff. You know,
yeah, it's a different feel.
Alberto Del Rio's on there now under his new name, Alberto.
El Patron.
And it's interesting. It's cute and it's different because I'm so sick of WWE, and I watched TNA last night. And who won? I don't even know. I fell asleep before the...
Rockstar Spud won a title last night.
Wait, yeah, I saw that.
He cashed in his briefcase and won.
Who won the championship with between...
Kurt Angle's a new champion. New TNA champion.
Oh, he beat him? Okay.
Oops. Yeah, he beat Bobby Lashley, but Spud got the X Division title from was it Austin Aries who was getting beat up?
Austin Aries clubbed what's his face from the Beatdown Clan, and then Sludd came in, pinned him, got the belt.
That's right. That was great. And
you gotta love it. Spud, how big is Spud? He weighs about 85 pounds.
Dude, when he was on with us a couple of months ago, he said, "Anytime you want me, call me back." I've been like dying to get him back on because he's been like the focus of all these new shows. So it's like he's a good guy. He's a good friend of Jeremy. And Jeremy, you know, if Jeremy says he's good, then he's good. You know.
Oh yeah, he's a great wrestler. He's just a little guy, and it's just the little guy thing again. And it's fun to watch him go out there and bounce off some of these big gorillas, like that that one guy that's
Tyrus.
He was the bodyguard.
Tyrus.
He's huge. He reminds me of the bouncers I used to work with.
He was a bouncer. He was a
bodyguard.
He was a bodyguard for Snoop Dogg. So yeah, very cool. Hey, Gary, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good talking to you guys. Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Call back anytime, man. Yeah, that's it. I love the Lucha Underground thing. Each episode is like a match. You know, it's like they build up the both sides of the match. You know, and they said last time you know, and then the revenge elements of it and stuff. I enjoy it. It's kind of fun.
It's really closely affiliated with AAA, so we may see even Rey Mysterio show up.
You will see Rey Mysterio show up.
Yeah, at some point. So I like, this is a good time to be a wrestling fan. There's a lot of wrestling on TV, more than there was even a year ago. You've got TNA, you've got Lucha Underground, you've got
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor. NXT is, you know, hot on the network. You know, there's a lot of wrestling out there.
I've heard WWE is exclusively looking at a lot of guys from Ring of Honor to bring
Briscoes
over.
I
can't ever see the Briscoes working for WWE.
Do I hear something gross?
Yeah. Really? I'm a Briscoe fan.
I love the Briscoes.
That's
but
why
they
don't want them in NXT.
Yeah, they're not great speakers. You know, I mean, honestly, those
Jay's
promos
not
are...
that bad.
People enjoy the way they speak, I guess, if you can understand.
Them boys.
Jay's a little easier than Mark to understand.
Yeah, well, you're missing half his teeth, you know.
Mark looks a little bit like he's from Planet of the Apes, or he's Claude Rains and the Wolfman.
Yeah,
we're in the middle of that.
Okay, Danger Boy, what?
I was going to say, the NXT, the stuff, they're going on the road a little bit. They sold out like 4,000 to 5,000 seats in 2 hours.
Yeah.
For San Francisco. Or San Jose.
Rochester. That is the network, 100%. We got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey, just to interject, it's possible for SummerSlam after WrestleMania, but, think about it. If Reigns wins, then do we get Rusev maybe Reigns at WrestleMania?
Next
then
year?
Maybe Sheamus turns heel on Cena, so we get Cena and Sheamus to the heel. And I really think, and I really want to see Dolph Ziggler turn on Daniel Bryan, and then you have one of them chasing the other one for the Intercontinental title, culminating in SummerSlam.
Well, let me let you know right now, that's a lot of turns, okay? I think that Sheamus is going to come back, and he's not going to turn. He's going to already be a heel. He's going to come out and do heel. He's going to re-debut at WrestleMania. Most likely, he's going to be in the ladder match. He's going to come out, and he's going to heel out on all the good guys during the match and take them out of the match. So it's not going to be like he's turning. It's like he already
specifically
turned.
Daniel Bryan.
I think they're trying to set up a series with him and Daniel Bryan, which I would love to see those guys on opposite sides, because I'm still mad about WrestleMania 28. Was it 28? Yeah. And it's 18 seconds, okay?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
With all those turns, Big Show will probably turn at least three more times.
Yeah, Big Show, he'll turn six times before any of those guys turn once, okay?
And Paige and him.
I don't know. If anyone's going to...
Hi, Precious.
Now, that's the big dog now. That's a different dog.
What's his name?
It's Lucy.
Tiny.
Lucy. Okay. It's a big dog, Tiny.
No. It's a great dog.
Yeah, isn't it? I call him Kitty. You know, I mean, that's what I do.
Like
I have a big dog.
You're Kitty. Yeah.
They hate that. But nevertheless, or your neighbors would at least. You start yelling, Kitty, get over here. Nevertheless, Dave, this way, you got a lot of turns going on there. I don't think we're going to see nearly as many. But there are some great heels that really haven't been popped up into like the main, you haven't seen Rollins yet, peak yet, his heel. He's still waiting to happen, as well as Rusev. And I think, Rusev, I don't think Rusev gets hurt by losing to John Cena it won't be the main event, but on WrestleMania. I don't think that'll injure his credibility.
Now that we do have the entire Pain Clinic crew here, though, road trip for SummerSlam, everybody?
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Yeah,
I don't know. It depends on the date.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
It's August, I can guarantee that.
Yeah, pretty much. As long as it doesn't coincide with my ACDC weekend in Foxborough.
It is your ACDC weekend, I think.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, man, I'm going to see AC/DC.
Yeah,
August
23rd.
August 23rd.
I'm there.
Wow.
You go, I haven't been to Brooklyn.
I haven't been to Barclays yet.
Hey, how Dave, much time between that and Labor Day?
Dave, thanks for calling, brother.
I'm actually going to be in Denver at that time, too.
Damn. Well, we'll all be watching it someplace else then. Thanks for calling, brother.
See you, Tiny. Yeah.
Tiny, that's
Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy. That's our Tiny's art.
Yeah. Oh,
we rename your animals, okay? 222-1280 Star Toys number. We gotta go to break. We got one last one before the end of the show. Don't forget next week, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Tito Santana, Coco Beware in the studio with us. And who walks out alive? Who doesn't? You'll have to find out next week. Right now we're going to break. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Concerned about your home energy bills? Stop, think, switch, and save with Blue Rock Energy, the local natural gas and electric provider that saves you money. Contact Blue Rock Energy today at 866-815-2343 or visit BlueRockEnergy.com.
Mr. New York's finest real Italian restaurant, Ristorante Lucano, 1815 East Ave at Winton Road. Ristorante Lucano, enjoy real Southern Italian hospitality and food. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And Ristorante Lucano is now open for lunch every Thursday and Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Ristorante Lucano, call for reservations, 244-3460. Ristorante Lucano, Moto Italiano.
World Cup Soccer comes to the BCA Monday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. Don't miss Mauricio Sales and the Brazilian indoor national team versus Russia. Premium tickets, $15. Call 872-KICK or rlancers.com. World Cup Soccer comes to Rochester, March 23rd at the BCA.
Stokes Visca & Company, the official CPAs of the Rochester Lancers, the one-stop accounting shop for small business owners, and your income tax expert. Call Stokes Visca & Company, 427-0850 or svcpas.com. Stokes Visca & Company, the official CPAs of the Rochester Lancers.
This is big. Every weekday, he brings you the biggest guests and interviews.
Do we have time for all of this, Fritzy? I'm looking at the guest list here.
Weekday mornings, 9 a.m.
Dan Patrick Show.
The Dan Patrick Show. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
This is The Undertaker of the World Wrestling Federation, American Badass, and now you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Yes.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with the artiste, Mark Fantasia, Jay-Z, Danger Boy, and DC Dan Cole.
There's going to be a brawl in here. If anybody needs a password to the network.
Hey, I want you to know that you can join us 1 week from tomorrow for WrestleMania 31 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Starts at 7. Get there early. There's no cover charge for WWE pay-per-views.
Can we set out a search and rescue team for them?
We're looking for them old ladies. So if you're listening to the show, old ladies, we miss you because we don't get enough Viper screams.
Viper! Gladys, the radio's talking to me.
The Family Guy is no.
The Family Man.
The Family Man's talking about you again. All right, so come check us out 1 week from tomorrow. WWE's WrestleMania 31 at Salvatore the Garage Door. Don't forget World Cup Indoors going on Monday here at the BCA Blue Cross Arena. That's Monday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. Brazil versus Russia. Do not miss that out. Check it out. And thank you for being with us for 2 hours. We'll be here next week for 2 hours. Three WWE Hall of Famers in the studio. New record. I don't think we ever had one, did we?
Yeah, we've had one.
We had one.
Jimmy Snuka.
Oh, Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper, Jimmy Snuka.
Okay, but not three at the same time.
I'm in love with my daughter.
Yeah, so thank you. Check it out next week. And you can also catch them all at the Razor Sharks game 1 week from today, March 28th, from 12 to 12:30, signing autographs. They'll all be signing autographs, so check them out. And maybe they'll be doing more in Rochester after that. Maybe we can, like, slide them some dough and they'll come hang out with us after the show. You never know. You know. I mean,
well,
money.
You are the cash man.
Money talks. That's right. Here we go. So we got one last segment. Thank you so much for listening, and We've got, you know, I think next week we're going to have to give our predictions for all the WrestleMania stuff after our guests leave. We're going to have to go through and give our opinions.
Plus our least favorite WrestleMania.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Most favorite and least favorite. Favorite and least favorite.
Okay.
I just want to bring up one thing we didn't talk about, but I was watching Monday Night Raw this past week, and I know it's hard to start a topic at the end of the show, but there was the six or seven guys that were in the front row that were all dressed up like their favorite superstars. Mm-hmm. And then I loved it because the whole time Randy Orton's cutting a promo, I'm trying to figure out who the next guy is. I say, I see the big boss man.
Boss man
and
was awesome.
I see Erwin R. Scheister. I see all of them. And then they got to commercial after. I mean, they're all there in the front row, like eight in a row guys. Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, Paul Bearer, and then they come back from commercial and they all got John Cena t-shirts on.
Or Uso shirts, yeah.
Yeah, or Uso shirts.
I did some reading. Some guy said that they are regulars at Des Moines Raw tapings or SmackDown, whatever, and those guys in general are very disruptive to the show, the flow of the programming itself. And I think they knew that those guys were going to show up, and that's why as soon as they saw them in the front row, they said, we want you to either leave or we will give you these shirts so you can change. Because it's disrupting to the guys in the ring.
Oh, I wish Ben was here. Oh.
No, but not even that. When I went to see SmackDown, our good buddy Jimmy Z from out in Brockport, him and his buddies came for the New Year's special for SmackDown, all wearing New Year's hats, and they asked him to take them off right in the very first segment. They don't like people having, I don't know, the word, fun.
I like what the one guy said. He goes, this is supposed to be fun, right?
Yeah. Right. I think part of it is... we've gotten to the point now, as in this era of professional wrestling. Oh, I'm talking like an old man. This era of professional wrestling, the fans have to get their stuff in. They have to disrupt the match. They have to cheer. They have to make their chants. They have to do all this stuff.
Signs.
When they're bored with the product in the ring, and the product in the ring has to get better, and the fans got to stop being as disruptive as they are.
But you know what? Wait till they do it before you do this to them. Wait till they do something because they weren't doing anything in that front row.
But they've done it. The problem is it's a precedent that they've set. They've done it before and they know that it's going to happen. These are the same guys that they've gone to every taping.
They have so many cameras they could easily, like when they don't like a sign, they go to a different camera shot. So they leave it to the production crew to leave those guys off camera a little bit.
Yeah, they were crossing the hard camera. That's a very hard thing.
But take that as loyalty. How much is a front row ticket at Raw now?
They said $100 a ticket. Yeah.
This is not me defending or going against them at all. But here's WWE hates disruption, and this was one way for them to take it out on fans they knew were disruptive.
How about the Bullet Club T-shirt in the front row of NXT this week?
Yeah, but real quick though, if they're worried about them, you know, taking away from the match, what does that say about your product?
This was them just making an example of them.
They got him while a promo was going on. They weren't even aiming down into the crowd. It was a promo that was going on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think, you know what, from a precedent set before, I think they should wait till they do something.
Yeah,
but
I agree. I'm just saying that's probably the reasoning.
One question on the text line, what happened to Sarita? She's working for CMLL in Mexico.
She is.
And she's got great pictures on her Instagram.
Yeah, all right. We got to leave. We'll see you next week. 2 hours next week. WWE Hall of Famers in the studio. We'll see you then, folks.